यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यमुनातीरवनचारि यमुनातीरवनचारि जय राधा माधव कुंज
बिहारी
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवचारे अश्वत्तर शिष्य स्वयं श्री भक्तिवेन्द्र स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथर श्रीमद्भागवतम की तय गौर प्रमंगे ओ ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवाइन हरे कृष्ण ओ ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवाइन हरे कृष्ण ओ ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवाइन हरे कृष्ण ओ ग्लोरियस श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ओ ग्लोरियस श्रील प्रभुपाद నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్తాపతులు శ్రీమతి మా కృష్ణద స్వామి తినామని నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్తాపతులు శ్రీమతి భక్తివేంద స్వామి తినామని నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాన్ని ప్రజా నిర్విశేషన్యవాది పసితాదిస్తారిని ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయ నశ్చ ప్రేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ సో కంటిన్యూ ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ వి స్టాప్డ్ యెస్టర్డే So from text 16 on to text 22, the point that Sutta Goswami is making is that by performing pure devotional service or performing devotional service and especially hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam from not ordinary people but pure devotees or great devotees of the Lord, the one can get out of the modes of passion and ignorance. And then they can come to the pure state. Okay, so that's the from text 16 to 22. Right, so we finished 16 yesterday. Mm-hmm. And 17 also we did the first day. So the last point that I wanted to mention yesterday was that what is the first qualification to go back to Godhead? Prabhupada makes this statement.
Eagerness to marry.
To what?
Eagerness to?
No, Prabhupada says the first qualification is the eagerness to hear. Okay? for entering into the kingdom of God. Yeah, just like who says that? Kapila Dev says, right? Shravanam Kirtanam. So Shravanam is most important. Alright, text 17. Let's chant that. Oh no, we did that already. But anyway, we'll chant that. Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridayantastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So, we completed it, but what are the two main problems that Srila Prabhupada identifies in the purport that we discussed? Remember? Krishna says to Arjuna, you cannot do devotional service. What are the things? Bhoga, Aishwarya. So Aishwarya means going after wealth. So the bhoga means to enjoy. What is the biggest enjoyment in the material world?
Sense life.
Sex life. Okay. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Women means also includes men nowadays, men and women. So, all right, then text 18. Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naistikir. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, whose praise with transcendental songs is established as an irrevocable fact. Okay, so Prabhupada, first thing he says is, here's a remedy for eliminating all inauspiciousness or inauspicious things within the heart, which we consider to be obstacles in the path of self-realization or devotional service. So the remedy is actually to take association. But then the problem is we try to avoid association. Why is that? Why do we avoid association?
Envy.
Okay, envy may be there, false ego, but what is the main reason that we don't attempt to look for association?
Don't want to give up the sense gratification.
Don't want to give sense gratification. But why? Why do you have sense
gratification?
Why do you have sense gratification? Not really. What the one of the reasons is because they don't want to give up the association of material nature. So when you associate material nature, the tendency is to enjoy your senses. Okay, bhoga aishwarya. If you want to enjoy, it comes about due to, remember in the earlier verses and purport, Srila Prabhupada says, as long as you maintain contact with the material nature, you cannot do pure devotional service. But to be able to be in touch with the material nature and still do pure devotional service, one has to actually be at a certain purified stage. Or you should be very advanced, that's right. So, one of the things that Rupa Goswami says, again in Nectar of Devotion we studied, how can you do that? You have to?
Yukta
Vairagya or Nirbandha Krishna Sambandha. Yuktam Vairagya Muchate. So when you dovetail activities in the name of Krishna, then there is no karma bandhana, and there is no sinful reactions also. And that actually, therefore, you don't tend to actually enjoy. And so, therefore, why is why is the association therefore important?
Because they can break the knot.
They can cut.
Break
the knot.
Yeah. How?
Because by hearing from them.
Okay, you hear from them, and hearing actually
purifies
and loosens the Hridaya Grantha. Okay, that's one thing. The other thing is?
Krishna is present.
Yeah, when you come in congregation, Krishna or Lord Chaitanya is present there. So the purification is much more stronger. Japa is important, but stronger than japa is kirtan. Therefore, congregational chanting is very, very more superior. So therefore, like in Sunday feast, if you don't go and participate in the kirtan, then you are not really purifying yourself. You want to actually, like the elephant, you know.
Then you're diseased.
Yeah, then you become diseased, yeah. So that's very important thing, because these are obstacles that we are trying to eliminate. Because what is the idea behind that? What is our idea? Our idea is to what?
To
go back to Godhead. That's the goal. So then if we don't want to take the steps to get rid of anarthas that is holding us, then we can't move in the right direction. Rather, we will change the rules and then stick back. So the impediments to bhakti is generally destroyed by constant service to devotees and the Bhagavatam. Okay? Whatever, which is what it says, abhadreshu, you know, the things in your heart, nama parats and all those things, can be cleansed when you continuously do service to devotees and the Bhagavatam. Amala Purana, that's the reason why this is so powerful, because non-different from Krishna.
Service to Bhagavatam means like
hearing. Yes, hearing and preaching. Yeah. Not just hear and then sit at home and then feel you're good. You know? No. It has effect, not that it doesn't have, but it takes a long time to come to a very purified stage if you stick to just hearing and don't do service. The thing is, remember, I think many of you were not present in the Sunday feast class when I was saying, when the Guru initiates, he gives you 5 samskars, he purifies you. So the last one is mantra and then yaga. So the mantra diksha is when he gives you the Gayatri. Okay? Then the yaga is to do deity worship. So you have to do deity worship to get completely purified. So that means you must take the positive steps, especially in Kali Yuga, Grihasthas must do that. You guys have lots of deities, so you can sufficiently do a lot of service. Yeah. Okay. So then, your bhakti becomes fixed. That means what is happening is, remember, from the beginning when you come with faith, Shraddha. Then from Shraddha, you actually need what? The Shraddha cannot move unless there's Sadhu Sangha, which is what service to devotees is. So from Sadhu Sangha gets, and from Sadhu Sangha the next stage is? Bhajana Kriya means you are ready to get initiated, you know, because you are sufficiently purified. So that's what happens when you approach a spiritual master. He says, follow the 4 regulative principles and then you do this and that. then you get sufficient purified. Then he'll give you Harinam Diksha. Okay. After that, Sadhu Sangha and then Bhajana Kriya, you get next stage is? So Anartha Nivritti means all this unwanted things gets... not completely. That's why you have say this sloka is almost... Not complete. Because this thing goes all the way up to the stage of Rati or Bhava. Okay? But it is minimized. So there are some will be cleansed already, 0. But there are others which are very subtle, it goes all the way up to the stage of Bhava. So the weakening of the apparatus continue as long as you are fixed and focused in your devotions all the way up to the stage of bhava. And then once you are totally fixed, your mind can then meditate on the Supreme Lord. When all these apparatus don't hold you back, then your focus on the Lord is so intense. Then you can then see the Lord Himself. And then the pastimes will then reveal at the stage of prema. So it's nishta, you have to become very fixed. Once you're fixed, your mind can focus. Before that, your mind is running crazy because we are not really that fixed, actually. So that's another test also. And we are chanting and we can see that. So once the anatta nivritti stage, you should come to the stage of nishta. They have to come to the stage. If you don't, then your practice is something wrong. It is scientific, it is proven, because Narada Muni and all of them have gone through and they say all these things. It happens. And particularly this verse is talking about that, where your nishta is increased. And then in the next verse, it continues on talking from nishta onwards. Okay? Alright, let's read the next verse.
This verse talks about both anatta nivritti and nishta.
Up to the stage of, yeah.
The reference could be that Satam Prasanna, it talks about when you hear, in the association of devotees, the past tense.
Which will come to that anyway. Right? But then there's slight difference. Evam Prasanna Manaso, no? It's actually at that stage you're on prema already. Sadhu Sangha Association. Okay. Yeah, you could use that to explain also. So now you know two things, two types of Bhagavatas, right? The book Bhagavata and the person Bhagavata. Person Bhagavata can be devotees, yeah? Not just only one person. Of course, the purer a person is, the more potent the person ability is, but doesn't mean that we don't associate, okay? And so service to devotees is very important. And the person Bhagavata is also a representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay? And so we want to always please them. And so we can see, like Srila Prabhupada then describes Narada Muni, how he is serving the devotees. He got the opportunity to actually come to the stage of Prema Bhakti also. Just by taking their remnants and serving them. That's so easy. And Prabhupada then says, this activity is miraculous. Because how is that possible, right? From if somebody is just useless or doing nothing, and suddenly if the person goes and does service, a person suddenly changes, you know, like 180, you know. It's miraculous. So Prabhupada says this association of devotees is very important. So in the beginning we may not see the good qualities in each other, but when we understand that, the principle behind devotional service, then we see everyone is very important. Whether the person is a pure devotee or he's struggling, he's still dear to Krishna. And that's one side of it. The other side is he also needs association. To help that person. So therefore we should help each other to propel ourselves to move higher and higher in our consciousness. Through consciousness we can get strength. On your own, there's a saying, you know, if one stick you can break, but a bunch of stick you cannot break. You can bend it, but it won't break. So always help each other. You cannot think in a selfish manner. And again, it goes to the same example I give, recipe sharing. You know, if you know a recipe and then you keep it to yourself, then it's not good. If you share it, then everyone gets to benefit from it. And then if you share it, then the relationship gets sweeter and stronger. That's my point. So that should be the same idea behind this. And then it's easier to then fix your heart in the service also. Because you like the person, when you see them, you also want to work with them. When you don't have good relationship, when you go, you see that you don't want to go.
It affects the service,
affects your consciousness, and it affects everybody. Affects the person looking at you, you don't like it, whole atmosphere is gone, and then affects the Lord. That's the main thing. And affects your guru. You're causing pains. Just like the Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the father who asked his children to massage him. So they jumped on him and started. And then his father is like, what are you doing? I asked you to massage, not kill me. So it becomes a guru suffers actually when the everyone, children or whatever, cousins fight, everybody. Right. And remember in the previous verse, Srila Prabhupada said, don't listen from outside people who are not in the bona fide disciplic succession, who just use it as a sapta, but listen from devotees. So therefore, everything we do must come in disciplic succession. And we shouldn't have this consciousness that I will only listen from this person and nobody else like that. Yeah, it has its potency also, but at the same time we should try to understand that everyone is also trying to serve, yeah, the Supreme Lord, and then not have that kind of attitude, you know. Oh, you always will. You always will. Even a brand new devotee sitting on the Western speaking, you'll see there's something that he's realized you have never thought about before. And his whole class may not be up to your standard, but one or two points he'll say that you have never in your life thought about. So there's value in that. Okay. So,
Krishna can speak through them.
So. Krishna was always speaking through them. We don't hear. When you're sincere, Krishna speaks through you. Anybody who's sincere, Krishna speaks through them. It's just that we are so envious, we are so hard-hearted, we cannot hear. Our heart is so hard. So, continuing in text 19, Tada rajastamo bhava kamo lovadayaschaye cheta eta anavidham sthitam sattve prasidati. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance such as lust, desire and hankering disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy. That means the mind becomes unaffected by lust, greed, anger, hatred and illusion, which actually comes from the association of Raja and Tama. Remember? We learn this in the second chapter, third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Then the mind becomes fixed in the form of the Lord at the stage of Ashakti. So from Ruchi, Nishta, Ruchi, and then comes to Ashakti. Okay. So, Cheta Etar Anavidam, that means transformation. It is transformed, but not by the agitation of lust, greed, and other qualities such as anger. This arises from Bhava, Rajas, and Tama. If you have lack of taste for material object, the state of Ruchi is actually taking place. If you lack material taste, yeah. Again, remember in the beginning Srila Prabhupada mentions that. We read through the purports. So now, again, in this verse, we can see that once the lack of taste for material objects starts taking, the state of ruchi is said to be taking. That means, if you lack the taste for material things, what is increasing? Yeah, so particularly, what is increasing? Shravanam and Kirtanam, yeah. Hearing and chanting is...
Prabhu, it's not like sequential after
another,
after Krishna, then
Ruchi
starts. It's not like that then?
It's overlapping.
They can go in
fast. They are like...
Overlapping.
Overlapping. Sometimes you feel ecstatic also, right? your hair may stand and you really feel genuine, but it only momentarily. It doesn't mean that you're not experiencing it. But you only experience for that moment.
But even like in within stages of Anartha-Nivritti, we may feel like slackening of material.
Yes.
Based, but that we are not even in Anartha-Nivritti.
But still, the subtle things are still there.
No, what I'm saying is there is slackening of material attachment, but we are still in Anartha-Nivritti. It doesn't mean we have started, like the Rikshi, is it still...
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But also, yes.
We have glimpses,
small
that's what glimpses.
Yeah. You have, you will, if you are slackening material, then you must, something must increase, no?
Darshan.
Yeah, so you... But then what I was trying to say is there is also subtle material things in the mind. So that one is maybe can affect and bring you back.
Wow.
Just like the case of Bharat Maharaj, you know. Yeah. But then he's a special case. Because he is actually a liberated person. To teach us a lesson, he fell down. Yeah. Just to teach us, he took that position to fall. So we can't do that, okay? So don't... Yeah, that's right. To teach us how to be very careful. Okay.
One question.
Yes, Prabhu.
Kata Ruchi in the 16th verse, that Ruchi and this Ruchi, are they different? Because one thing always is like hearing and that progression is there, but the Kata Ruchi is referred even before the hearing. How do we understand?
We actually talked a lot about that.
Okay, I missed, sorry, I'll hear your classes.
Yeah. We are now 19, na? So, the living entity at this position or in his normal position, if he goes back to the spiritual constitutional position, he is actually always satisfied, completely satisfied. Yayatma supersedati, because he is in his constitutional position, so he knows by doing this service, he is always satisfied doing that service. Now, at the same time, when we are covered by all these things, then like Srila Prabhupada said, to come to that situation, that state is actually called Brahma-Bhuta state. Brahma-Bhuta state, or Atmananda, or the state of self-satisfaction. And then he says, this self-satisfaction is not like the satisfaction of the inactive fool. Okay, because one time Srila Prabhupada mentions, somebody asked him, who's happy? There's two people who are happy, right? One is the pure devotee, the other one is the foolish person or crazy person. Okay, so it's not like that. A mad person who's happy is not the same thing. He's not relishing anything at all. He's just foolishly happy for no reason sometimes. So then Prabhupada says the inactive fool is in the state of foolish ignorance, whereas the self-satisfied Atmananda is transcendental to the material state of existence. So they're actually opposite, no? Completely opposite. One is in transcendental, the other one is in the material realm. And in material, he's totally covered in
ignorance.
So in ignorance is... That's the saying, ignorance is bliss. Yeah. So that's what this is. But this stage is easily attainable when we do devotional service. And that's what the irrevocable devotional service, the statement, as soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart. That is the state. So that's the stage Srila Prabhupada wants us to understand, the stage of perfection. So devotional service is always active, because why? The
soul
is always has to be active. So we have to be doing some active service, active process of trying to please the Lord. Do something, that means when we are free, when we don't do anything devotional service, and then we are not being completely serving. I mean, in a sense, we are not doing it for the benefit of the soul. Okay, we are actually going back to the material things. So that's our challenge, because we gyrate. And so I think in Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanatha Chakravarti explains, na, you go in waves, no? Yes, all those things, Tarangani, Garanga, yeah, all these different things. Sometimes you are very strong, sometimes you can't. Yeah, ultimately it's how we want to use our free time. That's where the free will is. Free will means, do I use it for Krishna or do I use it for myself? So then that's why you create aparad, you create offenses, you create karma. Yeah. That's what free will is all about. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why Srila Prabhupada engaged all the devotees,
yeah,
disciples like 24/7.
Yeah.
Even Harilas Bhu trying to do the same. Just you keep yourself engaged in Krishna service. If you are not, then you are going to be.
Yes. You see, the intent is correct, but we have to come to the point of accepting it, and accepting means doing it. Ultimately, you hear, you have to do it. You cannot just listen. You have to hear it. And that's the whole system is here, you know. The first stage is to hear, no? If you want to get the foot into the door of the spiritual world, you have to hear and then act on it. If you don't hear and act on it, then we are only going backwards. So as soon as a soul, as we were talking, if his choices matter, then he becomes covered. And then that is what we Srila Prabhupada says, disease, condition. Conditioned life means diseased. I think he says in other purports also. And so that comes in the form of lust, hankering, inactivity, foolishness, sleep, and all those things. So when the devotee then has to rise above this passion and ignorance, when he comes to this stage, Srila Prabhupada says this position is known as Vasudeva position. Many times he mentions this. It's a Sudasattva platform, actually, Vasudeva platform. That means at that stage, he can actually envision the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Premanjana Churiti Bhakti Vilochanayana. So at that point, he can see the Supreme Lord. He can envision the Lord. He is sufficiently purified. And then finally, Srila Prabhupada says the devotee is in unalloyed goodness. Now, we are not talking about more of goodness here. This is Sudasattva. Okay, so shouldn't confuse it. But we must be in at least in the mode of goodness to come to the stage of Sudasattva platform. Okay. Alright, then Srila Prabhupada says, but the non-devotee, however educated he may be, is always harmful. What is that? What does he mean by harmful?
Association.
Harmful means if we check one's advancement in spiritual life.
He's actually doing
self-harm.
Violence to himself.
Yeah. He's harming himself. Whereas a devotee doesn't do that.
He knows what is
that. That is violence. That is violence.
Yeah.
Somewhere Prabhupada also uses the term self-envy.
Self-envy. That's interesting. But otherwise, we are both spirit. All of us are spirit souls. But because of our contact with the material nature, we get covered differently. And so the more we come close to Krishna, the more we do devotional or transcendental service, we become very qualified to get his darshan. That's the main thing. But quantitatively, we are not the same. Okay, Krishna is infinite, but we are finite, infinitesimal. Okay, then text. Okay. We go to text 20. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnana mukta sangasya jayate. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. This is complete. Mukta sangasya jayate. Liberate from all, not just, that means it's nothing. This is a stage of pure devotional service, prema bhakti. Okay. Then evam prasanama, then the mind becomes very joyful and satisfied because it has attained bhava, prati. Evam prasanama also. Then finally prema develops because Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti of Bhagavan is at that stage. So that is the prema. And that accompanies mukta sangasya, that means complete detachment. No more connection to the material nature. Then at this stage, he experiences the Lord's form, pastimes, name, sweetness, powers, everything, you know. All this, this is how the system is. By this method, one, at the stage of Ashakti, which is, one comes to very great attachment, Ashakti, one is so attached, he is always trying to worship Krishna at every moment. Previously, before we are the pure devotees, we always trying to find moment to attach to material nature. But now the whole thing has changed because he has taste, he is now at Ashakti. So he is every moment trying to think about Krishna. It gets more and more intense and then it comes itself as Rati. So that's why evam prasanna manaso, it becomes joyful. First stage of prema actually. So Rati. Now, if Rati doesn't develop, then you cannot completely get detached, okay, of material energy. Because it becomes condensed and it increases your hankering for Krishna into another level. And that's how from bhava to prema is very fast. Once you hit bhava, it's express.
First ray of sun comes.
Yeah. Generally, you won't. That's why it is, when you read about bhava much, it's confusing because he's at bhava stage. But because he wanted to teach us a lesson, he took the position like, to show that even they can fall down at that stage. It's an amazing lesson. And this, I couldn't understand it also. So I asked a few people, Nomapad Swami, and he said, you have to read Madhurya Kadambani, and he said, I can't really tell you where because I'm traveling now. And then I wrote to Giriraj Swami at the same time. He quoted so many verses from Brihat Bhagavatamrita to show what such personalities will do just to teach us a lesson. And he says he's not fallen, but he takes the position.
Who is the reference here?
Bharat Maharaj,
yeah. Okay. So then, if you don't have constant detachment, then you can never be satisfaction of the mind. Okay, and then prema to Bhagavan appears. So Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha. From that realization, vijnanam of the Lord's form appears. Form, pastimes, qualities, sweetness, everything. Okay. So all these are coming from like previous verses, remember? Janati asu vairagyam jnanam chahat ahetukam. Here also they are mentioned with the phrase vairagyam, which is mukta sangasya. It's detached from all those things. Okay. Text 20. Then 20. Alright, let's go to text 21. Vidyate ridaya grantis chidyante sarva sansayaha shiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. Thus, the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. Okay. That means he sees himself as a spirit, not as matter. Ignorance is cut, all the doubts are destroyed. Vidyate hridaya grantis. Then he sees the Lord in the heart, the mind, with the eyes. And then as soon as he sees that, all the karma is gone, finished. So, but actually, it's not that we are this. Sometimes we read this, we think all the karma is gone. But that's not the goal, actually. Alright? That wasn't the reason. It goes up because it's a byproduct, just like that. And in bhakti, we are not endeavoring to get rid of karma or tamas, all the distant ignorance. No. What it really means here is that doubts. Thinking, one of the doubts that come when we are in the path of devotional service is, I cannot become a pure devotee. I cannot attain this. So even at that point, even that doubt is gone. You're going to attain, Krishna just takes away that, then you get so much ecstasy. All those kind of thinking is gone. No, you will never think like that.
Just
I have a question for you. So when the doubt is gone, that means we are not under the mercy of Krishna, then we become popular prabhu at that time.
No, this is different doubt. Like you are thinking you cannot attain the lot.
That means when we are thinking you cannot attain, then we are humble and we look for the mercy of the Lord. But at that time when we know that we can attain.
No, at this moment you are thinking like that. You understand? At this moment you are thinking like that, that you will become proud and so on. But actually you are thinking you can never attain the Lord, you know. But then at that moment you understand you can attain the service of the Lord.
At prayer. Through
his mercy. Through the mercy, of course. You know that everything is through the mercy, yeah. The doubt is gone, yeah. Remember sometimes we do and we are like, oh, how am I going to do this? Like, I mean,
there are two types. One is like humility.
Yes.
Because of humility, I will never get.
Yes.
That is good, actually.
Yes.
Other is like because hopeless.
Yeah.
Become hopeless, that's bad.
Yes. Hopeless is bad, yeah. We are not thinking like hopelessness. But that doubt is gone. That thinking in that process is gone in the heart. It's cut off. Because we are not thinking, the goal is not all this karma and all this. And that's not the goal actually sought. All other doubts that getting the lotus feet of the Lord, all those kind of doubts will go away from the heart. Because all this time we are tasting something, we are very strong. But we are still not sure whether He will grant us. Because it's up to the Lord. It's causeless mercy. So then the mercy comes at that time. That doubt is gone, yeah. Then you know He's going to grant you. I do not know how it means, well, how it feels, but.
You explained this before, Prabhu, causeless, so can you explain one more time what is the meaning of causeless?
That's up to the Lord. You know, He decides. That's the causeless mercy.
There is no cause.
Because there's no other cause. Karanam, sarva karanam. He is the cause of all causes. But then when it comes to mercy, right? It's not like because you did everything perfectly, He gives you.
It's a discretion.
Yeah, there's no such thing as you deserve it. even when you do it everything perfectly, you still don't deserve it, because we left the Lord. So therefore, for him to give you the prema bhakti means it's causeless. Yeah. There's no other reason. It's up to him. That's why it's causeless.
Our part we should try to do.
Yeah, by doing it you are actually getting his mercy. You know, by doing that you're pleasing. See, the process is not you're doing it. You are doing it in a group of devotees, and so therefore blessings come, and this blessing is coming through Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the mood of
Radharani.
So it's actually Radharani's mercy. It's only because of Radharani's mercy Krishna is going to give you that. Otherwise it's not going to come. Not possible.
In Madhurya Kadambani, it is in the beginning of the, it was second shower or something. It is described like why bhakti forms. So it describes like there is no particular cause for.
Bhakti is always there.
Causeless is also a cause, right?
Yeah. No, see, when you are thinking too much. Yeah.
That is discretion.
Yeah.
Bhakti causes bhakti is, I think eventually there is conclusion in that.
Bhakti causes
bhakti. Yeah, bhakti gives rise to bhakti.
And bhakti is already there.
Which means there is no external cause.
Ultimately, whatever you, however you say it, you see Krishna only. You know, just like when Hanuman got the necklace, the pearls, then he, when Sita Devi gave, he opened it because he is actually looking for Ram, Supreme Lord, you know. So bhakti is coming from that person only, you know, however you see it. Or you can say it is coming through the expansion of Srimati Radharani. How to please Krishna. And we are part of the Ladini Shakti also. Yeah, so this cause is him, at the same time it's causeless, because in our present situation we are not making any bargaining deals or whatever. Okay, it's not that I did it so much, I have done it for 1,000 years practice of bhakti, now I have to get it doesn't work like that. But at the same time, because you are doing such a nice devotional service, the Lord is going to give you at His discretion.
He also likes to us to progress and come back.
Yes, which is why he takes the avatars and so on. That's, his role is to attract us back to Him. But we have to come to a point where it is spontaneous. Then you go to the stage of prema bhakti. If it is not spontaneous, then you stay up to the level of Vaikuntha. That's a difference also. Yeah. But in any case, it's causeless. Without cause. That means not because you caused him to do it. Like sometimes maybe you serve somebody and then another devotee saw you serve nicely. So that devotee in his heart or her heart, they feel very pleased with you. But the Paramatma is in the heart there also. So when that devotee is pleased, the Paramatma is pleased also that you did that. And so you're getting some Agyata Sukriti, causeless. But we can say because of that devotee it happened. But at the same time, it's causeless. Jaya. Radha. Jaya Radha? Kunja Bihari.
I just heard one. Sri Vishnu come like Pasara, he was explaining an analogy. So, you surrender to the Lord.
Mm.
Just because you surrender doesn't mean that you will actually, you know, get His mercy right away. You surrender to the Lord and wait. So the analogy is, you know, you actually dig a pond or well, dig a pond, right? Just because you dig the pond doesn't mean that it has to rain right away. You dig the pond, it's your duty to dig the pond. But after digging the pond, you wait for the mercy of the Lord. And then when the rain comes, you should be ready to accept. So if you don't dig the pond, you're not going to get the rain. When the rain comes, you're not going to collect the mercy. So similarly, we have to follow the acharyas, we have to follow, we have to perform the devotion service, but we wait for the mercy of the Lord. But anyway, this is just something I thought. Sharanagati.
Yeah, that's nice, yeah.
Yesterday you were saying when you do service, you become a receptacle for the mercy.
Yes. Yeah, you become a receptacle. But what I want to say is that by nature, you are attractive also. Our constitutional, but we are also Sachit Ananda. So we are also attractive also. And then, but because we have taken on in contact with the material nature, this enjoying propensity. That enjoying propensity is actually opposed to the Lord, the service to the Lord. So therefore, until that opposition goes away completely, then he is not going to look in your direction.
Actually,
but as you are...
Actually, we are looking away from Krishna.
Yeah.
So we have turned to...
Yeah, you're right. We are looking. So he tries to help us give up all those things. As soon as we completely give up, then he gives you his mercy. That means we want to serve, and that's why you find pure devotees are crying because they want to be with the Lord. But we haven't come to this stage, no? We haven't started to cry yet. We cry for material things.
Cry for other directions.
Cry for other things, yeah. But we cannot cry yet for the Supreme Lord. Not yet, because we don't really miss Him. Which means we don't really have attraction for the Lord yet, yeah. That means the conditioning is so strong. We really can't... But when we are in a distressful situation, very distressed, at that, then you have semblance of hankering for the Lord sometimes. When you have no other choice, then you can cry to the Lord a little bit. As soon as you cry and thinking you are crying for the Lord, you stop. Yeah, you will, because if everyone in your life don't see that, this is one thing, you know. If you are a sincere devotee in the beginning and then afterwards you go off a bit, then Krishna knows you are sincere. He's going to give you a hard time. Your life will become difficult because he wants you to come back. Yeah, that's where the verse yasyaham anugrunami Harisyatadhanam Shanai. So he's going to make your life difficult so that others who are forcing you or causing you to remain in this material world will say, I don't want your friendship anymore. I mean, you know, when those of you who have given up your material life and then you took up the process, many friends didn't want to know you anymore, right? So it's like that, because then the Lord wants you to come this way. Yeah. Yeah, actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says 10:11, Tesam evanu kampartum aham agyana jam tamha nashayami atma bhavasta jnana dipena bashvata. So, special favor to his devotees. They are sincere, they are pure, they are following. So then he personally, in the heart, gives them the ability to know how to reach him.
And because he himself is beyond any cause, the Lord bestows costless mercy upon the living entity. Costless mercy does not depend on the qualification of he who is receiving it.
That's right.
Krishna's mercy is called costless because it is not given for any return benefit, but only out of love. Whereas in the material world, there is always motive or cause. Therefore, Krishna and Krishna's devotees are costless in the mercy.
There's a wonderful pastime about Radharani giving mercy to a jackal.
A what?
Jackal.
Yeah, once in a Vrindavan, all the kids will be driving away the jackal. The jackal actually goes into a burrow to save itself, and then all the kids close the hole with a stone and then put the fire outside.
Wow.
jackal will be screaming, she will be howling like Vasudevan. Radharani will be passing by the side and then she will hear and then she will ask her sakis to remove the stone and then get the jackal. The jackal will come out crying, come to Radharani, and then Radharani will keep the jackal on her lap and says, this is the last life. Next life you are associating with me.
Causeless. Cannot understand that.
Living entertained, Vrindavan is inconceivable.
Yeah, yeah, these things you cannot understand. And then you wish you were the jackal, but then. Yeah, it's easy to think, but that's daydreaming. We are not actually acting on the right. Yeah.
Yeah, in that analogy, they were saying, Maharaj was saying that we are like jackal. So, and Radharani sent Lalita to bring the jackal back. So, Lalita is like a spiritual master who brings us to Radharani.
Yes, that's nice. But still, we have to take the instructions. Yeah. All right, so when you are very, very sincere and you are struggling, but you really want to go back, the Lord personally will come to take you back. He'll arrange things. That means He's personally trying to take you back.
Personally.
He may send different people, but He's actually personally trying to take you back. Even be it someone advanced or your spiritual master or your God brother. But actually, that's why in the associate devotee, you don't know who is who. So they may be actually taking you back to God, and you must be willing to listen and act on it. It's hard, but this is where our false ego is. We have to give up. Otherwise, we get bewildered by the material nature. Yeah? Everything that is positive and proactive for Krishna consciousness, we should see it as Krishna's causeless mercy also. But otherwise, then we should see that we are weak. And then what do you do if you are weak and you know you cannot do it? Learn to cry or start praying. And then if you pray, you're asking for mercy. Then be ready to get the mercy. Because the mercy can come the way you see, the mercy comes the way Krishna is going to give you. Because Krishna knows what medicine is good for us. We cannot say, I only want this kind of medicine. So, mercy will come in a way that we may not like it, but be ready to receive it. It may jolt your entire life upside down. Krishna will do that. But we have to be ready to that. It can be very, very... Just like in the case of King Chitragetu, right? It's a serious thing, you know. Parvata Muni and Narad Muni comes and then they give him... Obviously, Angira Muni. Angira Muni. So they give him this blessing and then Harsha Shoka and then no more Harsha Shoka. They die. He gets killed. So... joy, and then suffering, and then finally then Chitraketu realizes, when the boy gets saying, who are you? Which father are you? I have so many fathers in the past, in the future, I'll get some more. Who are you? Then it hits him at that time. Then he gives up kingdom and becomes a pure devotee.
Also when it hits him, like Narad Muni and Angira Muni visited him first, and at that time he was asking for his son, so then they showed him how to get the sun. Then when the sun goes away and then it hits him, like, you know, he's entangled. And then he's in a different mood. And what Narad Muni and Angira Muni give him is the philosophy that they give him, the teaching they give him is also according to where he is at that time. So when I was reading that, I felt that it all depends upon what our consciousness is.
No, that's my point, right? You have to act on it.
We'll be guided according to our...
Yeah, everything is there. Like when one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, right, please give your mercy, he said, my mercy is already given. That means all the instructions are there to go back to Godhead. So what is lacking? Yeah, we are the ones who put blocks, roadblocks.
Somebody said, Prabhupada, please help me.
Yeah.
He said, I can't help you. I can teach you how to help you.
Nice analogy for that. Like sitting in a dark room, we want the sun to come. The sun is already there, light is already there. We need to come out of the dark room.
Yeah.
It's like mercy is like that. It's already available.
Yeah, it's already there. We need to act on it. The question now is that if you, each of us have to go and see why we are not acting on it. And that's going to be difficult because if on your own, you may still come to the wrong conclusions. You'll justify and say, because why? Once you go back and justify that, then what's happening is avaranadmika shakti, getting covered again. Prashapadmika Shakti, then you get bewildered. So then, therefore, the intelligence should kick in to say association. It's going to be tough, but let's just tolerant and associate. And be truthful, he says. Yeah, you have to be truthful. Everyone, all of us have to be truthful. Otherwise, we'll always suffer a lot. And then the other thing is, if you have the mercy of the spiritual master, the spiritual master bless you, but you're still struggling, then yeah, the Lord will come and give you different directions, and then you still can't follow those directions, then He's going to drag you. When He drags you, just like if you cannot sit in the car and somebody is going to drag you with the car, which is better?
So what is the example of somebody being dragged?
Or how it is.
You mean how bad it is?
You should know how bad life can be, right? We all go through some levels of difficulty.
You have a wife that's more advanced than you. You have a wife that's more advanced than you. And it drags you.
Not like that. It's like you actually go through a lot of purification in a very short time. Very short time. Maybe you don't even want that purification. At that time, you don't like that.
Is this because you said that spiritual master gives the blessings, but still you're not receiving it?
I mean, sometimes the spiritual master is so kind, he says, you know, bless you to go back in this life, then you're still not doing the right things and so on. Then Krishna says, I have to go in and intervene. And then he drags out his hook. You know, sometimes you see fishermen, they take a hook in the ocean, they hook the fish and throw in the thing. So, pierce through the body like that. So,
is it because Krishna wants to make the spiritual master's words
clear? He never goes back on his devotee's words. What does he say? Name bhakta pranashati. You boldly declare. My devotees never perish. So how can the spiritual master's mercy go incorrect? Cannot. Same. It's a blessing. Always a blessing. Spiritual master's chastisement or praise is always a blessing. Yeah. So when we get to a stage of advancement, then we can see the distinct difference between matter and spirit. We know already. And then we act on it very nicely. And because then we'll then follow according to what is beneficial. And then we give up this false ego, ahankar. Because it has already cut. All this are cut.
It's the last layer.
No, yeah, ahankar is the last layer before the soul. So, yeah. So that is cut. And then at that time, you really engage in loving service. Before you go back to Godhead. And no more samskars, samsara. Okay, text 22. अथो वै कवयो नित्यं भक्तिं परमया मुदा वासुदेवे भगवते कुर्वन्ति आत्मप्रसादनिं. Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to the Lord, to Lord Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self. Yayatma supersedati. It's very satisfying, it's very enlivening. So once you start doing, just like in 9.2, right? Susukam kartam avyayam. So the same thing. As soon as you do with a positive attitude, you should feel happy. That means when we do any service, you must come out, you must go in for the service happy, come out
happy.
Even happier. That means you should be looking forward to going back again. It's true. But if you are laughing in the wrong way, then then you all have to reevaluate why you are not. Yeah. Because, you know, personally also I used to be many years ago, like, you know, why I have to do this service? Why the other person don't? But then as soon as I go and do it, I'll feel very happy. And then my mind will say, why did I even think like that, you know? So in the beginning it was like that a few times. Then one day I say, I shouldn't be even thinking like this, you know. I gave up everything to be doing it. Then I changed my consciousness at that time. And that was it. After that service, like, or that service wasn't a hindrance. Then Krishna started putting another test to see whether you are... So then, yeah, it is a different way to see the same thing. It's trying to see, are you purified of that notion? Then you realize, no, this is for Krishna. Then you happily do it, then that test is finished. Some other test you'll test. One time, that's how he's always doing. But yeah, we should have that, happiness should be there. Has to be. We have to be happy. That's why when you go and do a service, you should think, I'm doing it for... It's a very intimate service though. You know, it's very, very... You're close to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know. So, if we don't have that kind of thinking, then there's a problem in our philosophical understanding already. That means our basic foundation is wrong. Something is wrong. Right? So, we all need to reevaluate also and think carefully. Yeah.
Within, when you're doing the service, you're acting as a soul.
Yeah.
And then the happiness will come. Otherwise, you know, generally we don't act in that manner.
Yeah, you have to think, I'm the servant, and I'm serving the Lord. You know, this is like nitya seva, you know.
Constitution, position.
Yeah, that is your... So, if you're doing in your constitution, you should be actually fish... Fish out of water, now fish in the water is not happy. So it's not right, something is wrong. So that's why the problem is we have material consciousness. So therefore we don't relish the service.
The fish in the bottle and throw it in the water.
So I remember, this is very interesting because I remember, I forgot Mataji's name, she was in Austin. Proper disciple. She passed away in Austin last year, year before. Mm-hmm. Rasagya Mati. So she was working in Dallas as a devotee. So then she was with the... Every night in the beginning days, she used to iron the deity's outfit. And then she'll do that. So one day, one head pujari said, "Don't do it. No, you're not supposed to." She left, and then she said, "Okay," and she left. And then in the night, that head pujari who told her not, she had a dream. The deities came and said, "You know, today our outfits were all crumpled, and it's not good. Why did you tell her to stop ironing?" So the point is, the deities are actually. Personalities, and they are existing and they reciprocate. So if you don't have that desire to do that, then you're not going to, you, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, right? You only see stone, you don't see the dead. So that is very important, consciousness is very important. And so you have opportunity, you got so many deities, you, all of you, it should be full. Actually, in LA, you cannot even go on the altar. Very difficult. It takes 2-3 months before anyone can touch. So, they are showing the right mood, you know.
Six years?
That's not queue, that means nobody is giving up service there.
They have 1,000 brahmanas.
Yeah. But that's the another reason, 1,000 brahmanas. I'm talking about just few devotees in LA, you know. But nobody wants to give up, and they are always very difficult to get. Ultimately, we have to change. The more you change, the higher your consciousness is, the easier you can help other living entities. That's the other thing. Krishna says, he who helps others is very dear to me. So you can get, you know, better, more mercy also. So, which way? Huh? If you cannot go and preach, then at least go and do some seva in the temple. Right? What did Srila Prabhupada do up to the time of his? He was continuing to translate the Bhagavatam. He hardly could hear, right? And he was translating the Brahma Vimohana Leela. Chapter 14, last one he did. Yeah, 13, 14. Amazing. So, as an Acharya, he's teaching us that we should also be at that constantly, always, you know, do something positive. So, all the transcendental have been rendering devotional service to the Lord with great delight, and devotional service enlivening to the self. So the pastimes of the Lord is always eternal, and so the reason why Prabhupada mentions even that is because there are people who say this is a new thing, Krishna is something new, it's just created. He says no, this is transcendental, eternally happening, and we should do this service. Okay. Text 23. This is in the Govinda Madhipurusham, or right. Sattvam rajastama iti prakrite gunasta yukta para purusha eka yasya datte sthitya daya hari virinchi hareti samnya Shreyamsi tatra kalu sattvatano ninamsyu. The transcendental personality, Godhead, is indirectly associated with the three modes of material nature, namely passion, goodness and ignorance. And just for the material world's creation, maintenance and destruction, he accepts the three qualitative forms of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Of these three, all human beings can derive ultimate benefit from Vishnu, the form of the quality of goodness. Okay, so here the discussion is that he's talking about creation to some extent, maintenance and this, everything is actually carried out by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but through his different expansions. Particularly in the qualitative forms, Vishnu is a supreme personality, but Brahma and Shiva are not. Okay. So Prabhupada also gives in the purport the expansions also. From Sri Krishna, the next manifestation. He says manifestation, he doesn't say expansion. So that's the difference, because Balaram is also considered supreme personality of Godhead. From Baladev is Sankarshan. The first Chaturviha, from Sankarshan is Narayan, and from Narayan there is the second Chaturviha, Sankarshan, and from this Sankarshan, the Vishnu Purusha avatars. Purusha means within this material universe. Okay, they come to enjoy, so to speak. The Vishnu or the deity of the quality of goodness in the material world is the Purusha Avatar known as Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So from Shirodakshaya Vishnu, all the pastime avatars comes from, okay? Only Shirodakshaya Vishnu. All the Leela avatars, all the different avatars within this universe. And he is also the Paramatma at the same time. Now he, this is the God particle they are trying to look, search for. Because this is how he is expanded within the material universe as the Paramatma, inside the atom, outside. Without that, matter has no mass, no meaning, no quality. But they won't find the God particle.
They didn't find, but they zeroed the space where it could be. That's the only point.
It's all
speculation.
Yeah. They may find something and say that is the God particle. We'll see. Because how can you use material thing to find spiritual? It's not possible.
The God particle, they're not saying it's actually the God.
Yeah.
Somebody named it something.
Yeah.
Very offensive, they made it God.
It's actually Pradhana.
Yeah.
They're trying to locate, but Pradhana is inert matter. There is no meaning. But when the Lord enters into the Pradhana, then it becomes Mahatattva by His glancing.
Pradhan is also unmanifested, right?
Unmanifested. It's inert. It's, it cannot do anything.
You saying from that the Big Bang
expanded? Anyway, they have so many theories. Alright, so then Brahma is the deity of Rajas. He is controlling that. And Shiva of ignorance. It's not that Brahma is... he is in charge of the... that's more. So he's empowered by the Lord to control Rajas so that he can do creation, engineer. Okay? And Lord Shiva is in charge of the mode of ignorance. So he takes care of everything that in that category, destruction. And people in that level also, Bhutas, Yavanas, Ghosts and so on. They are the three departmental heads of the three qualities of this material world. The creation made possible Brahma's quality of passion and his endeavor. It is maintained by the goodness of Vishnu, and when it requires to be destroyed, Lord Shiva does it by the Tandava Nirtya. So, it is actually empowered. He is empowered by the Lord. Huh? I think it's Sankarshan. The Lord from. The lower planetary system, from him the potency comes and then it enters into Lord Shiva, and then he takes this form to destroy. Okay? This is, it's in the Bhagavatam. I just can't remember this more.
Canto 2.
Canto 2? No, I don't think so. Fourth, maybe. No, but Lord Shiva. Okay, but the pure transcendentalists worship the form of goodness, Vishnu in his various forms. Okay, before that, the materialists and foolish human beings worship Brahma and Shiva respectively. Pure transcendentalists worship the form of goodness, Vishnu in his various forms. Vishnu is manifested by his millions and billions of integrated forms and separated forms. The integrated forms are called Godhead, and the separated forms are called living entities or the jiva. Okay. Both the jiva and Godhead have their original spiritual forms. Jivas are sometimes subjected to the control of material energy, but the Vishnu forms are always controllers of this energy. Okay, now he talks why the Lord comes into the material world. He comes to deliver the conditioned living beings who are under the material energy. Because when we see this Lord, we become attracted to him more than the material nature. So that's why he comes to deliver us. Such living beings appear in the material world with intentions of being lords, and thus they become entrapped by the three modes of nature. You cannot overcome the modes of nature. As such, the living entities have to change their material coverings for undergoing different terms of imprisonment, because this is known also as Durga. So the Durga means fortress or prison house. The prison house of the material world is created by Brahma under the instruction of the personality of Godhead, and at the conclusion of a kalpa, the whole thing is destroyed by Shiva. But as far as maintenance of the prison house is concerned, it is done by Vishnu as much as the state prison house is maintained by the state. Anyone, therefore, wishes to get out of this prison house of material existence, which is full of miseries like reputation, birth, death, disease and old age, must please Lord Vishnu for such liberation. Because mukti is only given by Mukunda, nobody else. The other deities cannot give you liberation. So, therefore, we have to please him. Lord Vishnu is worshipped by devotional service only. Bhaktiyama abhijananti. One can only approach him through bhakti. And if anyone has to continue prison life in the material, he may ask for relative facilities for temporary relief from the different demigods through the process of karmakanda. Okay? Oh, yeah, go ahead. So, karmakanda. So, we do this. Those who want temporary relief, they then do karmakanda to enjoy a little bit, and then they feel, and therefore they worship different demigods like Shiva, Brahma, Indra and Varuna. But no demigod, however, can give mukti, can give liberation from the material existence. They cannot, because they themselves are part of the material universe. Yeah. This can be done only by Vishnu. Therefore, the ultimate benefit may be derived from Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. Even though he comes in the three forms in the avatars, in the guna avatars, he's still separated. This, in one sense, he was also achincha beda beda tattva also is there, because he expands as Srila Prabhupada mentions, both the jivas as well as the, but they are separated expansion. Yeah. Okay, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll finish the chapter. Oh, tomorrow there's no class. No, tomorrow is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's disappearance. So, half day fasting, and I think there's a program in the temple. No? What time? 7 o'clock. That's what I was told. All right, before I leave you, I will test you all on the verses. Yeah. Before I leave.
How many chapters?
Verses which you
mentioned. I gave you all 22 verses, no?
The one that you
23 verses I gave you all yesterday. Huh?
Yesterday.
You sent it already? Oh, okay. Okay. But you all have already